This one I called the Brock Buster. I laid on the ground, too sore to move, bruised from my hat to somewhere in my boots. None of my partners were in any better shape. We were trying to break a bronc that was meaner than a snake. 6 times I've tried him and 6 times I've lost. But before I give up, I'm gonna ride that dang horse. It took 4 men to hold him while I climbed aboard. And to pick me up from the ground, they took the same 4. Then up walked this dude wearing a cheap Mexican felt with a big turkey plume and a buck-stitch belt. His Jordache jeans stuffed in his boots and a pinstripe vest from a 3-piece suit. A silk bandana hung from his collar and rowels on his spurs as big as silver dollars. "A week's pay," he said. "That's what I'll bet. That I could ride that old coyote and make him like it yet." From the back of his Mercedes, he pulls out an old cat. We hold Big Snake in the corner while he throws it on his back. We mugged the old bronc as best as we could, and all the time I'm grinning and thinking, this is really gonna be good. Then with a holler, we heard the stranger say, "Turn him loose, boys, and get out of our way." We were laughing so hard we fell to our knees, knowing he's gonna get dirt on them designer jeans. Old Snake was a bucking and kicking real high, sunfishing, turning his belly to the sky. The stranger was stuck to the saddle like glue, looking right at home on the back of that cayuse. From the neck to the kennel, in most perfect stride, raking the hair from Old Snake's side. The laughter subsided, and much to our dismay, this dude's a bronc twister. He just don't look that way. We couldn't believe it, but in a short period of time, Old Snake was a stopping and a turning on a dime. "Whoa," he said. Snake stopped on command. He stepped to the ground and put the reins in my hand. I cleaned out my pockets and paid him in cash. A whole week's pay was gone in a flash. He talked me 6 bits as he was walking away and said, "When you get to the bar, son, have a cold one on me."